Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer. I want to know right now. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby. I've been all over the meatloaf thing since it was announced that he died. I posted a video of a performance of Meatloaf in 1978 with that chick who wears the white jumpsuit and looks like she smells. Okay. She's got the too much makeup. She looks like David Bowie on the cover of Ziggy Stardust. All right. And so she does the song Paradise by the Dashboard Lights with Meatloaf. And it's awesome. It's just fantastic. In fact, there's one moment when, because Meatloaf was, his first love was acting. I found that out in the other thing I posted, the Dan Rather interview at ericzancho.com. He loved acting more so than performing on stage music. And so the theatrics in Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, he like starts making out with the chick who looks like David Bowie. And I mean, like big time. And he's super sweaty at this point in the show. And it's a little gross, but these two committed to it. It was incredible. You must see that. I digress. The reason why we're here right now is for the free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Okay. So, yeah, we had a great time again just the other night. And if you like this, you would love the whole show. We went on for just under 2 hours on that edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And always so much fun. It's an ensemble because Ben, myself, a number of listeners who I go to, and we all have kind of like this this fun little thing going on. And I would love you to be able to check it out. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay, that's enough. Enjoy the free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Okay, that's it. Let me sleep on it. I'm going to go watch it again because I just love that song. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric. Eric.
Let's get started.
Oh, no.
Son of a bitch.
This is the Ben and Bethany Show.
We go together like topsoil and manure, like a tractor and a dozer blade, like mulch and manure.
It's time for the Ben and Bethany Show.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Okay.
Let's get started.
We checked back in with our heroes. Bethany continuing to explain in excruciating minutia
Phil detail about her little fender bender that she got right in. Now, there is legit 1 minute of material here.
Oh, God.
It's high in the number of creaks and croaks that she does. In fact, you can look forward to a creaks and croaks supercut at the end of this.
Oh, nice.
No real audible words, just a creaks and croaks supercut.
What about laugh talking?
Is that happening too? There may be, but I didn't really pick up on too much of that.
Okay.
And in fact, Ben, pretty much the only thing that you're at fault of is actually being interested in this fucking story.
Okay.
And asking her questions like, you really want to know more. And to the average person listening, they're like, oh God, please know more. We don't need any more. So she's annoyed because of the little fender bender that she got in. There's also a couple of other nuanced things, but I'm just going to play you the whole thing and then we'll go back and pick it apart. So here you go. Ben and Bethany, it's titled Croaks, Creaks, and Too Many Details.
And I'm like, you need to look out your mirror. And she's like, what did you say? I'm like, this could have been resolved if you looked out your mirror. And then she kept blaming me, but she's at fault.
Oh, so she was trying to turn right after where you were turning.
Yeah, but she didn't look in her mirror.
Somewhere else. Okay. But she should have known you were there.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
I think she was like, I think she just got her license too because she had.
Did you get into the turn lane and keep going?
No, I was stopped because that.
Who gives a fuck?
I was trying to pull into the gas station.
Okay.
And I had my blinker on and everything. She probably did not have her blinker on.
But it doesn't matter about her blinker. It's just the fact that she got over. She should have, yeah.
Like the whole right of part of my car.
Yeah.
Is like indented or like scratched up from paint.
Nice.
So she's blind. I don't like her.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to play the whole thing again, but I'm going to stop it to highlight certain things, okay?
Mirror.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that. Because, in fact, let's start with mirror. First of all, it's a mirror.
Correct.
That's what people say, you know, because that's the word. Mirror.
Yes.
It's not hard. She calls it a mirror.
Mirror. Mirror.
The mirror. Vocal fry on that one.
Okay. And some good croaks in a lot of the words. All right.
I'm like, you need to look out your mirror. And she's like, what did you say? I'm like,
she says mirror three times.
Yeah. This could have been resolved if you looked out your mirror. And then she kept blaming me, but she's at fault.
Oh, so she was trying to turn right after where you were turning.
I love that you're trying to get certain bits of clarification. Like, you're the only person that speaks idiot, and you're the only one who can actually understand what the fuck is going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she didn't look in her mirror.
Somewhere else. Okay. But you should have known you were there.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. That's an old trait that Ben has had forever. Trying to further something with, I mean, and then, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Listen.
I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Goodness.
And you do that more than once, actually.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I think she I think she just got her license too because she had.
Did you
listen to that interrupt? What a great interrupt.
License too because she had.
Did you
just step all over? She's in the middle of a thought, but do you?
Since too, because she had.
Did you?
All right, we continue.
Get into the turn lane and keep going?
No, I was stopped because I was trying to pull into the gas station.
Okay.
And I had my blinker on and everything. She probably did not have her blinker on.
But it doesn't matter about her blinker. It's just the fact that she got over. She should have, yeah.
Like
there it is again.
She should have, yeah. I mean, yeah, you should have. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you should have. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you should have. Yeah.
Mirror.
Huh. I mean, yeah.
Mirror comes too because she had.
Did you? I mean, yeah. She should have. Yeah.
Mirror.
You could make a song out of that. That's good.
The whole right of part of my car.
Yeah.
Is like indented or like scratched up from paint.
Okay. Nice.
The so word is blind. Paint. The word is paint. She says bae.
Oh. I like her blinker on.
Okay. Now at the end of blinker on, which is the way normal people say it, blinker on. To her, it comes out as
blinker on.
You can hear that creaky croakiness, right?
Oh yeah.
That's actually coming through. Okay. Good. Because I have a Bethany croaking supercut.
Yes.
I have just, what I did was on this digital editor, and some of you can relate to this. When her voice is doing that, it makes these little spikes on the waveform on the file.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can see when it's happening. And if you had never listened to it, you'd say, there's a croak, there's a croak, there's a croak, there's a croak. And it's all, wow. It's all that man. Kardashian shit. So I've taken all of those croaks, which I'm not even, they're not words. They're the end of words when she's croaking, and put them all into one croak supercut. Here you go. Gonna make you sick.
Oh man, that is brutal.
It's like an alien's noise.
I mean, yeah, she should have. Yeah.
Goodness. Somebody, Nick says you should send it to her co-host. I totally agree. Yeah.
You know, as much as I love ripping on her, I think it would make me feel really bad if I found out that I actually did hurt her. But yeah. I don't care enough to ever want to stop doing this. So I guess I don't really care. Kenny, who knows everything Star Wars, he says it definitely sounds like some type of Star Wars alien. You remember in Star Wars on what was it? What was the second one called? Return? No, second one was called Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
And when Leia goes into Jabba's lair.
Right.
Kenny, come here, Matt. Talk to me. Okay. Unmute. Okay. Do you remember when Leia goes into Jabba's lair and she's like, yeah, she actually sounded like this.
There you go. That's totally it. When she was in disguise.
Right. I thought so. That's the character.
Yeah, sounds a lot like it. Good job.
Oh my God. Are you impressed that I would make such a pull?
Well, actually, see, you thought I was having trouble and you thought of it and I didn't. So good job.
Wow.
Hey, that's
spot on.
That's. It is Return of the Jedi. It's at the beginning of it. Thank you.
Because
Han was in the carbonite. Okay. Correct. All right.
Solo. You are Solo.
Damn, you're good at this. Did you watch those a lot when you were younger?
Well, you know, I saw them when they came out, and then it was a long time before they were made available to watch on video. It took forever.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, if it's ever on, I'll watch that shit. I'll watch the shit out of some Star Wars.
Yeah, the old ones are really good.
Kenny, one more thing. I'm sorry, what's up?
Well, I mean, you're talking about Star Wars.
Yeah. There is
a new Disney Plus show, Book of Boba Fett, man.
It sucks dick.
Oh.
I highly recommend it.
It's terrible.
He puts it all together, man.
Fucking boring.
Yeah.
It's not boring, or it is boring? All you did is went, yeah.
It's... I mean, you know, I'm not going to argue with Danny. That's his opinion, but I won't.
Well, you know, I mean, but if you love it, you're going to love it. I mean, I love Godzilla movies. So if I said, I'm going to go watch a Godzilla movies and you guys would tell me to go fuck myself.
No, dude, you're going to hate this show. Do you watch Mandalorian?
I have, because Kenny made me.
And
I would continue watching it.
Okay. You're going to not feel the same way about Boba Fett. Boba Fett is, there's no need for it. It's pointless.
Well, Kenny seems to think it brings it all together.
Yeah. No.
Kenny, I missed a call from you today. Was that to tell me to watch Book of Boba Fett?
No, it wasn't. It was actually, I hate to bring it back up, Sarah. Is she still in? I see she's on, but I don't see her.
You talking about when she tried to torture her dog?
Yeah, I got a text message this afternoon from, everybody knows now, my ex-wife, Kelly. And it said, before you see it on Facebook, I posted that this older dog that she had is lost. And she posted on a local community group page, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And she said she let the dog out to go pee.
Yeah.
Forgot about the dog.
Oh, geez.
You know how cold it is here, and it's not normally this cold here right now.
Yeah.
Look, Stevie's losing her fucking mind.
Well, I've done this too. I mean,
that a dog's outside?
This week, I did.
Oh, geez. Oh,
no, after all that shit you gave.
Well, I gave her the shit after. Well, I mean, but mine was 5 minutes. Sarah was like 30 days.
Well, it was like 3 hours. And that's the thing, is that she did the same thing. I asked how long ago.
Yeah.
It was about 2:45 when I was asking her, and she said 11 o'clock.
Okay.
She couldn't find the dog, and the dog is freaking blind.
Oh no.
But
that's almost as bad as Sarah. What Sarah
hey,
did.
Hey, Eric.
It was found. Somebody took it to the shelter, so all is good now. But
okay.
You know, I thought that was bizarre. That's the same day, you know.
I know it. Hey, Eric. Hey, Eric. Hey, Eric. I'm out here, Eric. I'm barking. Bark. Ruff, ruff. Roof, roof. Bark, bark.
Dude, I wasn't putting two and two together while he was doing hey, Eric.
Oh, did you just go like this? Put two and two together, like you. Okay. Now, I don't. I know what Sarah did was not intentional. That was a mistake. You know, that is an accidental thing. She would never intentionally do that. But it's more fun to call her an abuser of dogs. look at Monster. Oh, look at him. Hi, baby.
My Hello. Girlfriend's grandma puts a post-it note on the door for whenever she lets him out, so she knows it's outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, does she have dementia? Or
No, not at all. But okay. There's a lot of people over, and so you get tied up with other things, and so.
No, I have done that same thing, and it's always a bummer, and I feel terrible. Still not 3 hours.
I want to hear Stevie cuss you out.
I'm sorry?
I want to know what Stevie called you.
I think Stevie was on my side. Stevie was Team Eric on that. She was ready to, you know. I was trying to stir the pot on the whole
thing. Look, can I just say something? Yes, I was absolutely Team Eric. Sarah, I understand that things happen, but all you have to do is set an alarm for 5 minutes.
Yeah, but she's
microwave, here. Alexa, phone.
It's an accident. Know. It was an accident.
I know, but like, it seems like.
You know, I mean, she doesn't yell at you when you leave your tampon in for too long.
Oh, okay, geez. I don't have a uterus, so that's not a thing. Also, fuck you, because what's that have to do with anything? I'm not yelling at her.
Okay. How do you feel about coyotes and wolves, Stevie? Because they're dogs, too.
Well, I don't...
Okay, the redneck is coming out to play. Okay, here we go.
It doesn't have anything to do with a domesticated animal.
It has fur for a reason. I mean,
are you telling me that are you telling me that Monster, the dog that lives indoors, is just as hardy as a goddamn dire wolf from Game of Thrones?
Or snow dogs.
They survive. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he looks lovely, and I want to meet him one day, and I'm glad he's safe and sound, Sarah. Yeah. I love you. I know it was an accident.
Kyler. Kyler, I need to bring you in here. Kyler, let's move on. Kyler. No,
Kyler's a dick. Leave him alone.
No, he's not. He's my friend. You don't say that about Kyler. Kyler.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
Okay, Kyler.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Now,
I didn't think you were going to top bargain stall. I'm dying.
Okay, so Kyler, you and I were in the same building last night at the Delta Plex. What did you think when the shot clock started to malfunction again?
Oh, shot clock gate part two. I thought you were gonna fuck up. I mean, everyone heard it, but you literally announced to the stadium, "I'm gonna shut up."
That's awesome.
Yeah, Ben, the shot clock's malfunction, and I said,
"Okay,
The first words I said were, last time this happened, I lost my job.
That's great.
And then they eventually, the guy, Joel Langlois, showed up.
Yeah.
Again, 6 years later, same pair of pants.
Oh, boy.
And I see him and I go, oh, I'm not saying anything. I'm like zipping my lip and he just laughs. And it was fine. But
it's good. You're able to roll with it now.
Yep.
And so is he.
Yeah, he said my name like 7 times.
Oh yeah,
I had to talk to like a high school teacher because of you.
Yeah, did they like? Did someone know you or something or what?
No, you just said my name over the fucking speaker. Seven times.
Well, how did he figure out? Does it say on your shirt, "My name is Kyler," and Eric's talking about me?
Pretty much.
What the fuck. All right. Okay. Thank you, Kyler. Kyle Ryan says, yeah, Zane, you're not cancelable anymore. Well, I don't know about that. I could lose my speaking jobs.
Yeah. You could get fired from Deltaplex or Van Andel. I mean,
don't want that.
Yeah.
Don't want that. Okay.
Hey, can I say something?
Please do, Jimmy. Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Never better.
How's everybody?
Ben? Better. Thank you. Good. Thanks for being here.
Sure. I just, as far as what was going on with the dog, what you can do is you can actually buy a really cheap monkey from India that will watch the dog for you. So.
Jimmy, I like what you did there based on a story we had earlier in the week, Ben.
Yeah.
About this, these two monkeys were murdering dogs.
Oh, okay.
It's an incredible story, but yeah, that's what he's getting at. Thank you.
That's a great reference, son.
Way to bring that back around, buddy. Terry is here. Welcome in. Him and his lovely better half, Beth, gave us two paintball scholarships that Terry demanded I talk about on the show. That was fun. Terry and Beth, polishers of various rocks that they send to my daughter. And crystals. I know they're crystals. Okay. How about this one? This story. Guy in Maryland living in a house, Ben, and he's living alone. And I've talked about this before. This is, it's one thing if you're living alone and perhaps no kids, no significant other. I mean, basically, all that's going to happen when you are old and you eventually die is the mail is going to pile up.
Right.
And the mailman is going to say, or the bills are going to like become past due and someone's going to do a well check and then that's it. Okay. This man was found dead in his home and they found 125 snakes.
What?
Man was found dead in his very, very basic home. It wasn't a lot of space in this home, probably 1,000 square feet. In his, sorry if anybody listening has 1,000 square foot home, but it's a small home. In his Maryland home Wednesday evening, surrounded by more than 125 venomous and non like cobras and shit.
Holy crap.
Including a 14-foot Burmese python.
And so obviously these were pets, right?
I'm guessing, or maybe he's just one of these fucking weirdos who hoard shit. And a lot of times those are people hoard it, people who hoard cats, like Chris there in Minnesota. He's in the audience. That fucker hoards cats.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we all know about that. Where is he? Somewhere around here. I think he's in here somewhere. There he is. Oh yeah.
Don't even start with you, fucking me.
You and your fucking cat hoarding. Holy shit.
Honestly, you are going to go and pay in the middle of the summer when they can just go fuck each other in the ass or whatever, get pregnant, and then you're going to pay 60 times whatever it is to get every one of them get spaded?
Now, I notice you're smiling. Is no one home?
Everybody's home. I'm drinking, so I'm smiling.
Nice.
All right. Well, thank you. I was just giving you shit.
Tennessee cider.
All right. I'm going to mute.
I know.
You're in trouble. All right. Yeah, so this dude. Charles County Sheriff's Department said authorities responded to the home in Pomfret, Maryland, after receiving a call from a neighbor who said he went to check on the resident and found him unconscious on the floor. EMS arrives. They find the guy dead, 49 years old. And then, but they had no one had any idea about the snake. So they walk in. It's like that scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
More than 125. Oops. What is going on? Is that it's Rob G? I'll mute that. More than 125 venomous and non-venomous snakes, various varieties discovered in tanks, situated on racks, in closets, all over him.
Oh, my God.
Pythons, rattlesnakes, cobras, and black mambas. Those holy can shit. All kill you.
Yeah.
The man has not yet officially been identified, apparently lived alone, and his neighbors were unaware he had snakes. It is illegal to possess venomous snakes in Maryland. And then they had to actually do like a press conference saying that the neighbors are safe because people were wondering, well, what the hell's getting out of here? Holy shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd be scared as shit to find something crawling or slithering around my, you know, my yard or whatever.
Right. Now, I don't know if, I mean, if one was a 14-foot Burmese python. I don't think that's big enough to eat a man. I think there's only like, I think the African anaconda or the South American anaconda is the only snake that can like eat a dude.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it seems like, or maybe in Thailand or somewhere, it's somewhere where there's a jungle. You right. every few years, you'll see a story about some fucking villager goes missing. And then all of a sudden you see like the outline of his flip-flop right. in the side of the fucking snake, you know?
Yeah.
And then they cut him open. And it's like, oh, shit, I can't believe it. It's like, oh, man, happens all the time, you know?
There's Bob.
There he is. just makes you wonder if they could ever cut him open and see him. He's like, oh, thank God you let me out of here, Jesus.
So how do they not know there's a 14-foot snake at their neighbor's house?
Well,
like how do you get that in secret?
Well, I think he probably brought it in when it was much smaller and it grew. I don't think he fucking hauled it in, like, you know. Oh, maybe he did. I don't know. Wait, what do I know?
God,
son of a bitch. Are you now I don't want a snake, but if someone has a snake, I mean, I've touched them, and I know there's some penis jokes that are in here somewhere, but they're pretty fucking cool. Snakes are pretty great, actually. No,
I when I was a kid, I used to play with snakes, and I remember being at my cottage and bringing a 2 foot long or 3 foot long snake into the cottage to scare my grandma.
Oh yeah.
But nowadays, I wouldn't go near a snake.
How did grandma react when you brought the snake?
Oh, she screamed, you know, get that thing out of here.
So you were just holding it or did you throw it at her?
Oh, no, I was just holding it. I wouldn't have thrown it at her.
I walked right next to I told the story. It just happened this past summer in Tennessee. I walked by this rattlesnake and holy fuck. Unbelievable, because he warned me with his rattle. That I was too close, and it's just an unmistakable sound. I knew exactly when it happened, what was going on. And I just took like 5 steps as quickly as possible. And he just kind of like did it and then went away. He left me alone. You know, he's like, okay, I'm just letting you know that I'm here, asshole. If you come any closer, you're going to get it. So.
Wow. Oh, to shit my pants.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, all those, I mean, down in Arizona, they almost walk right by them and they have no, you know, ill will about them, you know.
You mean like the people?
Yes. I was golfing on a golf course and I didn't see any. And I asked the guy and he goes, yeah, there's just 10 of them just right over there. You walk right by them. They won't bother you.
Right.
And he had his dog and everything. He just, and I was shocked when he said it. And I'm just like, you're not afraid of them? And he's like, no, everybody just walks right by him. They just don't even care.
I could understand a person, but the dog, does the dog go, hey, what's going on? I just, I mean, that doesn't sound like something a dog would do. You know,
I understand what you're saying, but why would you, if you're in like the mountains next to canyons and stuff like that on a golf course, would you bring your dog hiking?
No. Oh, wait a minute. Are you asking me, would I take my dog golfing?
No, I am not. What I'm trying to say is that they're not exactly what you said. I mean, if you don't go by them and harm them or yeah. get in their space, they ain't going to do anything to you.
So did you see the dog walk around the snakes?
No, but he said we walked right by him.
He said
maybe the dog was blind like Kenny's ex-wife.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was, because I think your friend's a liar. I mean, there's no way a dog is going to not fuck with a snake.
What? He walked right by it, he said, with his dog. And the dog was not on a leash.
Just put some peanut butter on the snake and the dog will go after it.
Chris, how frustrating it is trying to explain something.
You know, this is why I don't call into the show or email or even try to text with you, because there's no point.
No, this is perfect.
Then I'll just end up being by like Kenny. And then you get totally pissed off, and then you look like a jackass.
You are my new you're my new favorite punching bag. You are it's really great. And I think now I think your wife does this as entertainment. And the kids, she says to the kids, you really want to have some fun? Go ask dad questions. Okay, that's it. Let me sleep on it. I'm gonna go watch it again because I just love that song. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. Okay. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Don't forget. Do it. Help me out. Well, I don't want, that sounds like I'm begging. Help me out. No. If you want something to listen to or watch, there's plenty there. Okay. $5 or $10 a month. If not, thank you for the time. I appreciate that. All right. Okay. Till then. Till when? I don't know. Till next time. Bye-bye.